And now the world-famous Phil Hendry Show presents The Bud Dickman Show. Yes, Bud Dickman, presenting his take on the events of the day. Special guest, radio consultant Tom Dovka. Tom will sing one of his self-penned original songs. I'm General Galen Shaw.
And I'm Margaret Gray. Here now, Bud Dickman.
Thank you very much, and thanks a lot, General Gray. I mean, Margaret Shaw.
You doing that on...
No, I swear to God, General Shaw and Margaret...
Bud, don't mess with me. Not today. I agreed to be here.
All right, well, let's not make a big thing out of it.
No, wait, I think I'm entitled to...
I'm the host of the show, and I get to say, Mr. Hendry said.
Yeah, Phil did say.
Well, then what...
Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I agreed to be on the show with you, Bud, because I wanted to help out.
Forget it?
Yeah, just forget it.
Okay. Now that I've kind of seen, you know, I'm in control.
That doesn't mean you're in control. I just said forget it, because I don't want to go to a big thing.
What's the problem?
There's no problem.
Anyway, welcome here. I'm Bud Dickman to The Bud Dickman Show. And now I'd like to bring on a gentleman who wants to sing a song called You, Me, All the Way to the Moon, a song that he wrote, and he's a consultant. Or he's not. He is a consultant. He's not on the Phil Hendry Show. Right, Mr. Dovka?
Yeah, that's right. I didn't know I had to answer questions.
Well, it would be nice. You know, we do a little pre-interview.
So you wanted to try to consult the Mr. Hendry Show.
Yeah, I wanted to consult the Mr. Hendry Show, as you put it, Bud. I wanted to come in and, I wanted to give him my ideas on what he should do. He told me, in no uncertain terms, to take it and shove it way, way up.
It's painful, isn't it?
It's a little painful, yeah. But,
well, it can't be that. Here we are. You're back. You're going to be doing one of your original songs.
Well, I wanted to mention that because, you see, one of the things I dabble in, I like to dabble in songwriting.
A lot of people do that. How long have you been doing that?
Well, I mean, I've been doing it my whole life. I wrote the song I'm going to do tonight is called You, Me, All the Way to the Moon. I wrote another one called The Moon Is Our Mate, a D. And I wrote another one called Don't Moon Me, because I think you're the sunrise.
Well, they all have moon in the title.
Yeah, they do. It's about... I guess that's very coincidental, but...
So this one's called...
This one's called You, Me, All the Way to the Moon.
One, two, one, two, three.
You, me, all the way to the moon. Yeah. You and I went to the launch pad where my heart was. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah. You, me. You, me, all the way to the moon. When I picked you up at your parents' house, I said, let's go out. You wanted to go eat. Dun, da, 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 dun. Then I said, I don't think so. I'd like to take a rowboat, row you to where the moon rises. You, me, all the way to the moon. When we get to the moon, it'll be a beautiful thing.
And then there...
Wait, what are you doing?
Oh, I was going to suggest some lyrics.
Bud!
What do you mean, suggest? I wrote this song.
Bud, you don't do that, Bud.
All right, sorry.
What were you going to suggest?
Then we realize there's no gravity. You know.
Hey, man. Don't worry about it, Tom. Go ahead. I got to start all over again. God. You, me, all the way to the moon. I'll just get to the punchline. You, me, all the way to the moon. Then we came back to Earth. You and me birthed a brand new baby boy. Oops, we're not married yet. You, me, all the way to the moon. Well, what's the story?
Well, it's not the best song, is it?
It's one I'm working on. And
what about this thing? Then there was the birth of a child. So the child was illegitimate.
I didn't say it was illegitimate. I mean, yeah, but you don't come out and you go, here's a song about an illegitimate kid. No, you go... You, me, birthed a kid, then we got married.
Yeah, the other thing is, there's none of the words rhyme.
None of the words rhyme. That's a part that I'm working out. I'm not good at rhyming it. What I was told by Esther Faber, who's a songwriting coach in Hollywood that I've visited when I come out to the coast, he said, you'll get the rhyming words part, but you got to get the essence.
Say, the next song here was this one's called Don't Moon Me, You're the Sunrise of My Life.
Yeah.
Well, how does that go?
It goes like this. Hey, don't moon me, you're the sunrise of my life. When you tugged your shorts down and the moon come up. Hey, don't what?
Well, that is absolutely vulgar.
No, it is not vulgar. It's a cute story. It's about the girl shows the guy her rear end.
Yeah, but you're not going to get that played on a radio station.
Why not? There's all kinds of vile, vulgar garbage, and I can't get that played.
Well, I mean, don't moon me.
It's about a guy, he's in love with her, and he wants to say, I love you, and she's bending over and going, yeah, check it out. You know, it's disrespectful from her.
But people are going to think that you are being vile and crude just for the sake of it, you see?
No, I don't see.
Well, go ahead.
Let him go ahead and sing the song.
I think it's pointless, but go on.
Oh, well, thanks a lot.
Go ahead, Tom.
Don't moon me, I'm in love with you. You're the sunrise of my life. When you moon me, you don't think I love you. You don't see that your moon is my sun. When I say sun, I mean S-O-N. 'Cause you told me that I'm S-L-O. The rabbit done died.
Wait a minute. Wait, I got it.
There's more lyrics.
I don't like the song at all.
Oh, my God. I come on here to sing a song.
Go ahead, Tom. Finish it.
The rabbit done died, but we got married. We are legal. Don't moon me. You're the sunrise. See how it has a happy ending?
Both of your songs have to do with the birth of an illegitimate kid.
Did it ever occur to you that they might be true stories?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
So you're saying this is about your wife and everything?
Not my current wife, no. It's about the first wife I had and the son that we had, who now works for Tom Dawka Consultancy. His name's Rutger. Hey, Rutger, if you're listening, I love you.
But what does he do?
He's one of our account executives. He also goes out with me on consultancy calls. He does a lot of our market research. He's a great guy. His mother is Caroline. I don't know. She's probably not listening, not because she doesn't listen to the radio. She was never really a big fan of the radio.
How long were you married?
Well, we were married about 3 weeks. But he was born with a mother and father.
All right, Tom Dawka there with
Don't Moon Me, You're the Sunrise of My Life. I got one more.
Go ahead.
This one's called Life on the Moon with You. Life on the moon with you. Without life on the moon, I'd be blue. I know there's no life on the moon, but if you and I were up there, I'd swoon. 'Cause then there'd be life on a moon, and you and me'd be on the moon. What are you looking at now?
It's nothing, Tom. Go ahead.
Well, she's judging me.
Tom, look at people are going to judge you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Great. Life on the moon with you. Something I'd rarely do. On account of the fact there ain't no gas, ain't no oxygen too. Life on the moon with you. Life on the moon with you. I can think of worse things to do. I'd enjoy life on the moon with you. Even though without you, I'd be blue. In fact, with no oxygen, I'd turn blue. But you and me on the moon. Yeah. What do you think?
All right.
I got one guy applauding here.
It's good, you know.
I don't mean to judge, but I was a singer.
Yeah, I know you were a singer, Ms. Gray. I'm sorry, I don't have any orchestration here, and it wasn't produced for Broadway.
No, I'm just saying, I was a singer, so I do feel that I could be of some help to you.
Well, okay, what am I doing wrong?
What are you doing wrong? The lyrics of this, they don't rhyme. Life on the, first of all, you're flatting on a lot of those notes. See, life on the moon with you. You and I won't be blue, woo, woo, woo. Go ahead, try that.
Life on the moon with you. You and I together won't be blue, woo, woo, woo.
Excellent.
Okay. Yeah, you're getting it now, Tom.
Then I would live on the surface of the moon. With no oxygen, I'd turn blue.
What?
Just do it.
Then I'd live on the surface of the moon with you. Without no oxygen, I would turn blue.
Yeah.
Nice going, Tom.
I'll go home. I'll practice that.
You do that. Yeah, you do that. Good boy.
Okay, thanks a lot, everybody.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
See you later, Tom.
Boy, go over here. It's the other door.
Oh, this one here, yeah. Says exit. No, I know that. The other one says exit, too, so...
No.
That says exit, but that's the men's room.
Oh, okay, the men's room. This is,
Stairs.
Those are the stairs. Okay, where? Oh, here it is.
Yeah, right. Go down those stairs.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah, it's the Bud Dickman Show, right back here on the Phil Henry Show.
This is the Bud Dickman Show. Rocket's Milkshakes. Have you been there? Have you talked to the kids? Everyone's drinking Rocket's Milkshakes. It's a new drive-through, drive-up, drive-over restaurant. You've never had it so good than Rocket's Milkshakes and the French fries. Rocket's Milkshakes, the corner of 12th and Crescent in Fourville. Hi, this is Hugo Peckerby with stocks, bonds, and all of the financial news that you'll need right here on Crevco Radio. Every Saturday morning at 5 a.m., I figure you're too early to remember anything I'm saying. I'll give you stock tips and a lot more. Hugo Peckerby, or whatever his name was. Peckerby, I think. With financial news. Hey. Irving's Mexican Food. Is he Mexican? No. Am I? No. Do I sound as if I might be? I don't know. Irving's Mexican Food. Go to Irving's and get the best Mexican food, the most authentic Mexican food you've ever had in your life. But his name is Irving, and he's not changing it for you or anybody. Irving. Mexican food. Irving's.
Irving's.
What does he sound like when he's pushed off a cliff? Just like that. Bye, Irving. And now back to the Bud Dickman Show on the world famous PhilHenryShow.com.
That's fantastic. I want to thank Tom Dovka for that. You know, I've been having a really good time here in the last... It's been a great summer. I hope you've enjoyed it. I know I have, too. And one of the things I've done at the beach is I'm perfecting my body surfing style.
Yeah, so you body surf.
I do body surf, and I enjoy it so much. You go out in the water, and what you do is you...
What is body surfing?
Body surfing is when you surf the wave and you don't have a surfboard. You just swim it in, you know?
All right, so... What's the difference? Because I know a lot of people...
Well, hold on. I'll explain it.
Yep. I've seen people sort of swim with the wave.
Yeah, you swim with it, you know? You know, General?
No. I've heard about body surfing. Look, I grew up in California, but I'm not so sure you're surfing so much as you're just, here comes the wave, and let me just swim along with it.
What? What are you talking about?
I sort of agree with the General. So you see these people who say, I'm going to go body surfing. They go out into the waves... And then when the wave comes, they just let the wave pick them up and they go, wee, like that.
No, no, no. No, no, no. It's way more complicated.
Well, so you body surf.
I am. I'm perfecting my technique. And what you do when you body surf is, it's hard to explain, but you go out to where to the wave. You swim out and you go, okay, here comes a wave. Then you turn around and you feel the wave pick you up and you just go, okay, yeah. And you start swimming.
Like the Australian crawl.
What?
No, just hand over hand.
Yeah, yeah. And you swim, and then when you feel the wave pick you up, you just go, yeah, you know.
No, I don't know. That's what we're trying to... See, but that's what I see people do. They go, they swim with the wave, and then they just go, wee, and they let the thing...
Yeah, that's what you do. You just let it take you and smash you, you know, to see how good you can take it.
What are you? That's a load.
Oh, really? Have you been body surfing?
I think I can body surf better than that.
Okay, what do you think you do then?
When you body surf, you let the wave, you swim, you let the wave take you, and then when the wave, Bud, picks you up, then you put your hands at your sides and you kind of direct your body along the surface, along the front of the wave.
What are you talking about, man? I haven't even heard.
That makes sense. That sounds like body surfing.
Yeah, you put your hands at the sides, or you put them down just below, just kind of like concave.
What do you mean concave?
You make a funnel with your arms, and you allow the water to kind of flow through, and you surf along the front of the wave.
No, that sounds impossible. That's not you. You can't do that.
That's what I think it is. That's what I've seen guys do.
The way you look, I've done body surfing. The way you body surf, you can't really body surf, because what you do is,
yes, you can.
Well, wait, you said you haven't done it.
I haven't done it successfully. No,
you know. I body surf. I come from California, too. So you go out. Here comes the wave. Yeah. Then you start swimming with it.
With that much we know.
All right. Then when you feel it pick you up, you just go, hee, you know.
What are you talking about?
You let the wave. Didn't you just say you let the wave take you?
I'm saying that you have to use your arms at that point, no longer swimming with them. You put them either to your side or you put them down sort of, you know, between the shoulders, and you allow the water to kind of go through that as a funnel, and you surf along the front of the wave.
That's so much horse dung.
Okay, if you don't believe me, why don't you get a guy that's actually...
That general, you just went, why don't you get a guy?
Well, you're driving me nuts.
Hold on. The general is suggesting you get someone on here who knows what they're talking about when it comes to body surfing.
Get Jeff Doubter?
Yeah, I'll accept Doubter.
Okay, Jeff Doubter is out at L.A. County Arboretum. What are you doing at L.A. County Arboretum?
Right now, I'm just sort of chilling. I'm waiting on my cousins who've come in from Wisconsin, and they're visiting, and they wanted to go see the Arboretum. That's where we are.
Oh, my God. The L.A. County Arboretum, Jeff, I haven't been there in a long time. Are you enjoying it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been here a couple times. They have interesting things like Queen Anne's Cottage. And they've got a great deal of interesting things for people that know.
Slow down, son. You're doing fine. Slow down.
Yeah, for people that don't know the L.A. County Arboretum, if you ever remember the show Fantasy Island, at the very beginning of the show of Fantasy Island, they showed Queen Anne's Cottage. You're supposed to believe you're on Fantasy Island, but actually that's Queen Anne's Cottage at a L.A. County Arboretum.
And my understanding, they filmed a lot of Fantasy Island at the L.A. County Arboretum.
I don't know, man. That's the only part of it that I know.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you about body surfing, Jeff. You know about it?
Yeah, I know a little bit about body surfing. Most of the surfing I've done, obviously, board surfing, but I know a little bit about body surfing.
Well, the way I body surf is I will go out and I'll swim out, okay? Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, man, I'm just trying to explain it.
Yeah, so you swim out, man. I got that much I got.
Okay, so you swim out, and then when the wave comes, you go, yeah, okay, you start to swim with it. And then the fun part is when the wave picks you up, you can feel it picks you up, and you just go, yeah, you know? Isn't that what you do?
What? What is he?
This is what he's been telling us all morning, Jeff.
Well, look, man, you can do anything you want when it comes to body surfing. Hold on, that's a traveler right there. I've got my cousins in from Wisconsin. Let's get your picture out.
I've never seen one of those before.
It's called a traveling squirrel, and you see the nutcase that it has?
Looks like a suitcase.
Those are walnut shells that they carry around, and they have one on the head.
Look, will you knock it off with a traveling squirrel? We're asking you questions.
Oh, sorry. So the way you body surf is you will let the wave pick you up. Then once you've let the wave pick you up, use your arms to create sort of a funnel from your chin down through the body, and then the water shoots through there.
That's exactly what I was trying to tell him.
Wait a minute.
No, but, I mean, that's what you do. And the water shoots through there, and then you can turn along the face of the wave or you can just stick one arm out and sort of direct your way.
Okay, so what you're saying is you're not supposed to, are you kidding me or something, man? I can go body surf, okay, and I feel it pick me up, and I'll just go, yeah, no.
What are you talking about, man? You sound like you're five. Are you saying...
I'm saying the way that I body surf, not the way you do it.
Hey, look, if I may say, you got your way of body surfing, Bud, that's fine.
Yeah, but you said you don't even know how.
Yeah, but there's Jeff telling us.
The way I know about it, man, is you use your body to kind of funnel the water, or you can, like, use your one arm to kind of steer you across the face of the wave once you get some momentum going, you know?
What, is that another squirrel?
Hold on for a minute, what?
Is that another squirrel?
That's not a squirrel, man. It's like a cat or something.
Oh, okay.
I got my cousins.
Yeah. They're in from Wisconsin. So you got your cousins from Wisconsin.
Yeah, and they're looking at, things like that.
How come you're over at the Arboretum? Well, you live in Temple City, is that right, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm in Temple City, so it's kind of close by and everything.
All right, Jeff, thanks a lot, and good luck at the L.A. County Arboretum. What does Arboretum mean?
I don't know.
It means it's arbor, tree. It's an arboretum. It's a place where trees and foliage and beautiful plants are exhibited. Thank you very much, Jeff, and enjoy your time there.
Yeah, okay.
I'll go see it.
That's Jeff Dowder on the Jeff Dickman.
You're Bud Dickman.
Yeah, I'm Bud Dickman on a Bud Dickman show.
Bud Dickman.
Bud Dickman.
Yes, it's the Bud Dickman show.
Here's Bud.
Bud Dickman.
I wish you could swim.
Yeah!
Like a dolphin. Yeah, like a dolphin can swim. Though nothing will keep us together. We can beat them.
Wait a minute, stop it.
What are you doing?
Wait. You're butchering it alive, Bud.
Bud, you gotta be at least sing the lyrics.
I get to do it the way I want to do it. Mr. Henry said I get to do it the way I get to do it, and I'm gonna do it the way I get to do it.
Oh, okay, stud, whatever you say.
All right, Bud, Jesus, man, we're just trying to...
But you're not helping, you're hindering me. Go on, do it.
Bud Dickman.
15 minutes after the hour, here's Bud.
Bud Dickman.
I wish you could swim. And then you wouldn't sink to the bottom of the sea. I'm gonna do it my way. Though nothing can make you float good. If you sink, 'cause you don't know how to swim. Or we could be heroes, saving you from drowning. What you say, yeah?
Bud Dickman.
You're carving in a new ass, you know that.
I'm gonna do it the way I get to do it.
So do it.
I will be king. And you are nothing. And nothing from nothing equals nothing. And you're just nothing. And I'm a hero, 'cause I get to be a hero just for one day. Yeah, I can remember.
I remember
standing by the wall.
By the wall.
And I'm taking a good long pee.
A pee.
Against the wall.
Against the wall.
And the shame of not using a public facility made me feel cheap and dirty forever and ever. Then we can be heroes simply by using a facility.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
Bud Dickman.
We can be heroes. For just a day.
Bud Dickman.
The Bud Dickman Show. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. This is General Galen Shaw speaking.
Yeah!